in a case of what goes around comes around, cop killer Maurice Clemens was shot dead by police in Seattle. I say goes around comes around because he systematically executed those four Washington police officers, Washington State police officers that we've talked about on other commentaries. And today, or yesterday, I guess he was shot by a Seattle police officer. What would have been nice is maybe just a wounding of this animal, Clemens, or what used to be an animal, and have him suffer a little bit like the families of those four officers will suffer. Again, the bigger question is, 95 years allegedly sentenced to jail, let out in 10, raping a child, assaulting a police officer, out wandering around. There's something wrong with the system. I see O'Reilly is going after the judges. That's good. I see he had Mike Huckabee on, and Huckabee explained why he did what he did, and that's good. But how many Maurice Clemens are out there? How many police officers are in danger tonight, tomorrow, the next day? You have to remember, and the government has to remember, and these lily-livered politicians that sit back and try to run police departments like businesses to make money but pay cops poverty wages, that they could be sitting in a restaurant like a police officer, or these four police officers were, and some lunatic come in and shoot them. And then, of course, it would be the police's fault. The judges, the politicians, and everybody else has to look at the big picture. It's a dangerous job being a cop. There's lots of Maurice Clemens out there. Way to go to the Seattle officer that took him out. Although there's a special place in hell for Mr. Clemens, you have to wonder how many more are out there. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.